listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, and it is Thursday morning. It's time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services LSS Living. Joining me in studio today, Nikki Clayton, Community Director for McKenzie Place, part of the LSS Living Communities. Nikki, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you in studio this morning. What do you do? Community Director at McKenzie Place?
Right.
What do you do as Community Director?
A little bit of everything.
Direct the community.
I direct the community. So I'm the property manager. We do a number of different things. My job is different on a day-to-day basis, which is nice, so I never get bored. Planning activities, paying the bills, resident relations, all those kind of fun things. So,
And how long have you been at McKenzie Place?
I've been there almost 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. So it's hard to believe.
And it sounds like you have fun there. Have you getting to know the residents and learning more about the community, what have you learned in those 5 years? What have you gained from the relationships you've built with the other staff and the residents there?
Yeah, so many things. I absolutely love the residents. That's probably my favorite part of the job is, you know, the great thing is there's never a dull moment.
Uh-huh.
No day is ever the same. And so you just learn so much about people's pasts. I think that's the fun part about it is getting to know what people did in their pasts and the things that they've seen in their lives. It's just so much different than what we've grown up with, so mm-hmm. to speak. So I would say the stories is probably the best thing about it.
I love hearing those stories. I love sharing those stories, too.
Yeah.
I got to go to Meridian Village probably almost 2 years ago now and around Veterans Day and share some stories from the residents there. And you're right. I learned so much from them. There's so much we can learn from the previous generation. And it was so nice to be able to share that with our listeners as well.
Yeah.
Now, a big event coming up.
Yes.
That you're planning.
Yes. We're very excited about it. It's a Don't Stop Believing. It's a benefit concert that is being raising money to support something we call Project Wellness. And the concert is May 6th. It's next Friday night, featuring that 80s band. So they're a real big, popular cover band in St. Louis. They're a lot of fun. Dress up in 80s wear and just sing some of our favorites from that decade. So we're really excited about it.
I got to see if I can find an old bottle of cologne from the 80s.
Yes, that would be great. We're actually going to have an 80s costume contest. So yeah, we tell everybody, pull out your parachute pants, you know, your aquanet, big hair, all of that.
The problem is, we don't fit in them anymore. I don't fit in my clothes from the 80s anymore.
Well, the neat thing is, I don't either. But it seems like a lot of that stuff is kind of coming back in style.
True.
I walk in the store and it's everywhere. So maybe it won't be quite as hard.
That's true. Pop the collar on my polo.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Don't Stop Believing. And where is this taking place?
It's at Casa Loma Ballroom. So it's down in the Cherokee District.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the exact address.
That's all right.
Right now. But Casa Loma Ballroom, it's a historical place, real popular in St. Louis. It's been around for years. So we're really excited about that.
How fun.
Yeah.
Casa Loma Ballroom. It's Friday, May 6th, starting at 7 p.m. And that 80s band doing all those 80s covers that we remember from the 80s. And this, tell us about how this benefits the wellness.
Sure. So Project Wellness is something that we offer at all of our 9 communities within the St. Louis metro area right now. What it does is it provides a parish nurse for our residents 1 day a week. It provides a self-health monitoring kiosk that allows our residents to go in anytime they want. They can monitor their blood pressure. They can monitor their weight, their blood glucose levels. And we've really seen some positive results from this already. It's, you know, we had one lady who said, oh, I'm not diabetic. And she went in and saw the nurse and her blood glucose level was like at 200, which is way outside of that normal range. So we were able to check that and catch that so that she could go to her doctor so that something more serious didn't happen. And we're seeing more and more stories like that come in every day, which is really exciting because we want to let our seniors age in place. Nobody wants to move on to a higher level of care. So we're able to catch those things ahead of time so that maybe they don't end up with a rehab stay or in the hospital or something like that. The program right now is 100% grant funded. So we're
That's
looking
great.
For other ways. Yeah, it's exciting. But those grant money is limited.
Sure.
So through the fundraising, that's what's going to help to continue to support it and to continue to expand that program as well with a number of other things that we're looking to do as well. So.
I had a chance to visit with the parish nurse and the wellness nurse from Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
Hilltop Manor out in Eureka, Missouri. Yeah. Talked with her and the one of the coordinators from there as well. And just so, what a neat idea. What a neat way to go about, a creative way to go about being, you know, proactive about our health as we age.
Absolutely.
To have a person, yes, we have the kiosk, which can seem, you know, it's technical and can kind of seem daunting maybe for us, especially if we're not digital natives, if we're not used to technology. But there's this whole personal aspect to this as well with the nurse that's available to meet with you weekly, right?
Right. Yeah. The nurse is what we found is really that key piece of that. Because for a lot of our seniors, they're not, you know, they didn't grow up in that digital age, so the computer scares them a little bit sometimes. So having that parish nurse there just to answer questions and to have that one-on-one personal side to it is a huge, huge benefit. So that's something that we're really excited about with the nurses.
And she shared with me that day that some, not to just write you know, every older adult off when it comes to technology. Many of them were adapted very quickly, appreciated it, and they come in and sit down and, you know, go through the assessment on the kiosk very easily on their own.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually amazed at some of the technology savvy residents that I have in my building. They've got smartphones and they've got iPads and they're on Facebook and they know more than I know about some things, which is pretty funny sometimes. But don't write all the seniors off because some of them do grasp it very quickly. The kiosks are actually very easy to understand and to operate. They're all touchscreen. I wouldn't. Yeah, like you said, write them all off. Yeah.
It's an assumption we make. But, you know, here at Worldwide KFUO, we have some of the greatest listeners in the world, some of the best listeners. They listen online. They listen on their tablets, on their smartphones, as you were talking about, too. And so there's a lot we can learn from them as well.
Yeah.
Now, Don't Stop Believing, coming up on May 6th, right?
Right.
Friday night.
Yes.
This concert benefits Project Wellness so that we can continue to be proactive when it comes to health and wellness for residents at LSS communities. How do we get tickets? Do we need to buy tickets in advance, or is this something we can just show up at the door?
You can do it either way.
Okay.
We always recommend buying them ahead of time because
could be packed.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. So, to buy tickets online, you just go to projectwellness.brownpapertickets.com. It's a long name, but projectwellness.brownpapertickets.com. And we have them in two different price ranges. You can buy a general admission ticket for $20, or you can buy VIP for $50. And that VIP ticket includes appetizers, it includes an open bar, it includes a commemorative color-changing fun 80s cup. So it's a really a great deal. So brownpapertickets.com is where you can find those. Otherwise, you can always purchase those at the door as well that evening. They are $25 at the door. It's a little more expensive to wait to the last minute, but
Jane and I were talking about this a few weeks ago. We were excited to share this this 80s event, and we're reading about the commemorative color-changing cup.
Yeah.
And then that made us think of those shirts. Remember those? And we could not remember the name of them. The shirts.
Hyperactive.
Hypercolor. Yeah. I could not remember the name of those that day when we were talking about it. And then I started having all kinds of 80s flashbacks. Remember?
Yeah.
Style
so many
at 80s.
Things in the 80s,
Well, this will be your chance to dress up in your 80s attire, come out, have a good time, and support Project Wellness for our friends at LSS Living Lutheran Senior Services over at the Casa Loma Ballroom. Starts at what time?
Starts at 7 o'clock. The doors will open at 6, though.
Okay, doors open at 6, starts at 7. Mm-hmm. How late are we partying?
We're going to party till 11. We do have a couple other things. There will be a live auction, so we've got some really neat auction items, some Cardinals tickets, Paul McCartney tickets, hot air balloon ride. So make sure you come out for that as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, 11 o'clock, I turn into a pumpkin about
8:30. I turn into a pumpkin at about 9, so yeah, I get it. It'll be a fun night.
It will be. This sounds like a lot of fun. And I know that anybody who attends will have a great time. And it's a win-win situation. That's the neat thing about LSS. Mm-hmm. When you are doing fundraisers, you always do fun stuff that get us out and get us interacting and having a good time as we celebrate and support Lutheran Senior Services.
Yes. Yes, that's what we try to do. Fun is always a good thing.
So. Yeah. A good time. Always, and there's always good food at LSS events.
Yes. Very much so.
Well, how is wellness and your work and everything that the staff does at LSS important to the life of the residents of LSS? You know, this wellness project that we're supporting through this event and the cheerful and loving staff are, in my opinion, very important. What is it that gets you out of bed in the morning to go do your work?
You know, I love what I do. I don't know if I could give you one specific reason of why I'm like, I get to get out of bed and I get to go do this every day. But like I said, I love our residents. And I can't speak for every other community, but I know every one of those managers thinks the same thing, that they have the best residents. It really is. We get to do things to put smiles on people's faces every day. I've told some people, we've had people that were really worried about moving into our communities because they said, oh, I don't want to move in. This is for old people. I'm not old. It's all about a mindset. And we've seen people who have been living by themselves in their homes. They get depressed because there's no social interaction. Mm-hmm. There's nothing for them to do. They move into one of our communities and we see a complete turnaround in them, and they turn into totally different people. They have friends, they have things to do. You just see smiles on their face every day. So when we get to do these kind of things for those people, that's everything. We just make a huge difference in those lives. So that's what I would say is the biggest for me.
So from isolation to community.
Yeah.
What if I am more of an introvert? What if I'm more of an introvert and I don't want to always be busy with a social calendar?
You know what? And that's fine. We have some people like that. I'm an extrovert. I'm always out. I'm always doing everything. We have a lot of people like that. But we have people who are like, you know, this whole social thing is not for me. And so they stay in their apartments the majority of the time and don't necessarily do those larger events. But we have a service coordinator who goes and visits them. We have, we encourage our resident council to get out and visit with those people if they want to. If not, it's a nice and it's a safe place for them to live. And we still offer those services if they're there.
Sure.
So for our introverted people, that's okay too.
Yeah, there are misconceptions about those of us who have a preference for introversion. It doesn't mean that we don't want to be around people, period. Mm-hmm. Generally, we just like to have more one-on-one conversations than be in a group.
Mm-hmm. And that's where that service coordinator comes in. And the service coordinator is a big part of Project Wellness as well. Mm-hmm. But our service coordinators go and they do assessments with all of our residents every year. They're there if they need any kind of support or need resources or things like that. So that our service coordinators, I just give huge praise for them because they're wonderful and our residents absolutely love them. So that one-on-one is good.
Well, that's great that you can if you can be involved in the community as much or as little as you're comfortable with.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, let's give the details one more time for this event. Don't stop believing. It's not believing.
Believe in. Yes.
Don't stop believing. Casa Loma Ballroom on Friday, May 6th, starting at doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. The event really kicks off around 7. Lots of fun. It supports Project Wellness. You can find the tickets on projectwellness.browntickets. Nope. Brown paper tickets. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
brownpapertickets.com. Now, I noticed that there's a link to it from the LSS events page as well. So
if
you forget the whole long name, you can go to lssliving.org and find it under the events page as well. There are a bunch of other events going on this spring with LSS.
Yeah, we have all kinds of stuff. So.
And anything else coming up that you're working on? I know Don't Stop Believing is the big thing
that
we're excited
about. That's the big thing. We have something that we do at our community specifically. We have a senior prom every year. So I'm moving from the 80s to the 60s. That's our theme for our prom this year. So I'm just going all over the place. And then we have Joy Week coming up in July. It's something that we do with our residents. It's a whole week of fun. We got the idea from a radio program that's nationally syndicated. And it's just a week to have fun, to bring joy to our residents, to bring joy to others. So I've got lots coming on my plate, but I love every minute of it. So.
Nikki, thanks so much for coming over and
Thank
spending time
me.
With me today and yeah. sharing with us about this event. Don't Stop Believing. Coming up Friday, May 6th, you can get your tickets online, projectwellness.brownpapertickets.com, or you can go to the lssliving.org website and find it under events, upcoming events. I always love what y'all are doing at LSS Living. Keep up the good work and keep those residents active and interacting, and maybe we'll share some of their stories in the future.
Love to. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Nikki Clayton, Community Director at McKenzie Place. Thanks so much for being our guest. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading today. We're going to head out to Roanoke, Virginia. We'll study with Pastor Keith Beasley at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Roanoke, Virginia. And he's also doing some outreach at Lutheran Outreach at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.